Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk broadcast, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. Find out more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And to HighSpeedWeb.net that streams our signal 24/7, 365. Well, we've got some guests here from neighboring Lancaster County where we're going to be talking about something near and dear to my heart called aviation. And there's a bunch of stuff going on at the Lancaster County Airport, and we're going to talk about that today on our Straight Talk broadcast. Paul Moses is with us. He is the Lancaster Airport manager and his able-bodied assistant, the consultant, the man who knows everything about everything when it comes to aviation. Is that right?
Yes, no,
okay.
Of course.
Ken Kendall. All right, gentlemen, a few introductions. Go ahead, Paul. We'll let you start.
My name is Paul Moses. I'm the manager of Lancaster County Airport, and I've been there about 10 years. And good afternoon.
That's it, huh? Boy, that's short and sweet, isn't it? Do you like football?
I'm not a sports person. I'm aviation all the way.
Aviation. You want to talk about that? Okay. Go ahead, Ken.
Well, thank you, Manning. I've been in the consulting business for 34 years. Started off with a firm right out of college and learned the business from the ground up, and have had the distinct pleasure of starting my own company with a partner, and we've been in business for 7 years now.
Good for you. And your business is all about what?
Transportation, infrastructure, design.
So it can be roads, it can be in the air, it can be whatever.
That's correct. Roads, bridges, and airports.
Well, how about light rail? Could you get some light rail down here for us?
I'll see what I can
do.
Yeah,
thank you very much. So I think we ought to start off, and I want to give this to you, Paul. Tell us a little bit about the actual footprint of the Lancaster Airport. I mean, how long is the field? You know, how long has it been there? That kind of stuff.
Sure. It's been there about since 1970. It used to be on the old airport road. But currently, we're sitting on 310 acres total. The runway itself is one of the longest in the state, is 6,004 feet by 101 feet. And we sit 480 feet above sea level. We have currently four instrument approaches. We've got GPS on runway 6, GPS on runway 24. We've got VOA approach out of Charlotte. And we've got, probably as old guys know this, a non-directional beacon approach.
Yes, we just dial it up and say, follow the needle. Okay. So, over that period of time, your airport has morphed. I mean, you didn't have 6,000 feet to begin with, did you?
No, sir. They added on to it way previous to my time, but I've been there, like, say, 10 years. And ever since I've been there, it's been 6,004 feet. Now, Ken may know more about that, how long it was earlier than that.
He's searching his data banks, I can tell.
Yeah, I should know, because we were involved in the design of that extension. But it really was so many years ago, probably, I'd say 30 years ago, when they extended that runway.
And correct me if I'm wrong, when I was flying, it seems to me, how many years ago was it, you didn't have a complete parallel taxiway system, did you? Wasn't that something you added here?
Yes, sir. They added that on, you know, as they went along and added the, I'm going to say, 1,000 feet of runway. And then they came back later and added the parallel taxiway to match the runway.
Right. And for anybody who likes to fly, as I just said before we went on the air, I loved flying into the Lancaster Airport because it comes, one of the approaches, which would be approach, what,
186,
comes right in over the beautiful Catawba River. Mm-hmm. And you're sitting there just watching that river just below you, and you're just losing some altitude, and boom, in you go. It was great. So over this period, I mean, the structure of the airport in terms of how are you governed down there, Paul? I mean, you're the airport manager. Do you have a commission? Do you have an advisory board? How does that work?
Yes, sir. Currently, we have an advisory board of will be seven. They're still picking those people to advise us.
Right.
And I'll be more or less the head one there until they get a chairman elected. And I think he knows something about being a chairman of a commission or advisory board. I'm looking forward to getting that started. And one other delay has been the COVID thing.
Oh, gosh.
Even if we had one, we really couldn't safely get in there in the conference room and have a fair meeting.
Yeah, you're right about that. And, you know, one of the things that makes the drives an airport and a successful airport is the cooperation you get from your local governmental authorities. And I know that's been a big plus here in your county. So I would assume the same thing is true in Lancaster County?
Well, yes, sir. We have Lancaster County County Council of seven members, and each and every one of them is very dedicated to the airport. And Mr. Holt and I have been going before their meetings now for years and years. And my first meeting with them, I was very reluctant to go. And after I went, keep on going.
Yeah.
And so it's been a blessing.
And I would imagine Steve Willis, your county manager down there, is also a
yes,
big
sir.
Supporter.
I don't have a single person down there in my mind that does not support us 100%.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's funny because most people don't really understand that for any community to prosper, you need to have an airport. Would you not say, Mr. Consultant, Mr. Ken Holt?
Definitely. It's been proven time and time again that there's a direct link between an airport and economic development. And, of course, economic development means jobs for the people in the community. So, yes, I think it's very important that that every county have an airport to bring in more jobs for their people.
Particularly in today's world where you're getting more and more companies, corporations, what have you, that are national in scope, and the way they do business is they fly. They fly in and fly out. They haven't got time to fool around with airline schedules. They're on their own schedule. And I know you keep track of this kind of stuff, and I'm not asking you for a specific number, but I would imagine that you do see periodically some corporate traffic coming in and out of the Lancaster Airport?
Yes, sir. We boast 65 operations a day. That's both GA and corporate and corporate business aircraft. And when I first came there, it was more or less, I'd say, 80% GA guys, and maybe 20% the jet traffic or corporate traffic. And now we're selling, actually, for the jets and the things, more jet fuel than the GA fuel. And so the corporate travel has really picked up.
Yeah.
Now, having said that, with the coronavirus, I was expecting it to even get more than that, but it went the other way. But in the last few weeks, it's picking back up.
Everything went the other way when the virus hit. I don't care where you were. Well, and when you take a look at the growth, particularly in the northern part of Lancaster County?
Yes, sir.
I mean, it is a lot easier to get to that part of Lancaster County by flying into your airport, getting on 521 and zipping on up the highway, than it is to play around with that great big, huge airport up to the north.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Time is money when it comes to aviation, and you can't afford to be in a lineup behind up a bunch of jet traffic trying to get into the Charlotte Douglas Airport when you can just zip in and zip out of the Lancaster Airport, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
We get aircraft from all over the country, the jet traffic. And just amazing how many people, different people you meet that own huge companies, like name where I'm heading, the owner of the New England Patriots, Robert Kraft.
Oh, yeah.
He was in a few weeks ago. He now owns New Indy, which is the old Bowater plant.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Did not know that. Good.
And Jim Patterson out of Canada, they come in pretty often. And he's like the Warren Buffett of Canada. So you get to meet a lot of
interesting people. All right. So over the years, you have you've grown the airport by getting grants from the FAA, which is no easy task by any means. But you recently got a sizable one here. Who wants to tell me about it? Ken, go ahead.
Okay. So the airport has had a strategy for several years now, and the strategy was to improve, upgrade all of the airfield pavement and make the airport safer and more secure. So that's been the focus, and they have successfully gotten grants to do all of the airfield pavement with the exception of the existing parking ramp, aircraft parking ramp, which is what this grant is about, along with some additional nav aids called runway end identifier lights, which will enhance the ability, particularly of the faster aircraft, to come in and land during inclement weather. So there was a grant announcement early of $913,000, which was based on what is called a pre-application. That's the first step. And now that amount has been revised based on bid price to $967,844. This year is really a unique year in terms of funding, because typically FAA funds a project 90%, requires the other 10%, and South Carolina come from the five from the state and five from the airport sponsor, in this case Lancaster County. However, due to the CARES Act, there was a provision in there, in that act, to cover, to pick up the other 10%. So this year, all airports really should be, if they are receiving a federal fiscal year 2020 grant, it should be 100%, which is what's happening here in Lancaster County.
So did everybody sing hallelujah?
Yes, sir.
Several times.
My gosh. I did not know that. That's that's a nice windfall. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's saving somebody basically $100,000.
Yeah.
Between the state and the local government in Lancaster County. So this money, the bulk of this money, is going to be spent to repave the runway?
No, it's for the aircraft parking,
just
for the
parking
ramp.
Yeah.
So we've over the past 10 years, we've resurfaced the runway with concrete. We've rehabilitated all of the taxiway systems. We actually extended the ramp a couple of years ago to accept these heavier aircraft, these jet corporate-type aircraft that are coming in. And so the last piece of the puzzle is to rehabilitate the existing ramp. Then all of the airfield pavement will be in top-notch condition. The other projects that we've done over the last 10 years, or project, is to put in, I think it was about 11,000 linear feet of 10-foot wildlife security fencing. So the entire airport now is hopefully free of wildlife and other types of life as well that are unwanted.
Yeah, because you've got a lot of open space in that 300 acres, if I remember it right. I mean, that's a wildlife preserve without those fences. Without those fences. How high is the fence?
10 feet.
10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That should be enough, I would hope.
I might add, in the last 10 years, we've brought in over $10 million worth of grants on different projects.
$10 million?
Yes, sir.
Ooh. So I do remember now, because it's been a while since I've flown into the Lancaster Airport, you do have a concrete runway, do you not?
Yes, sir.
Which I thought was, I don't know how you pulled that off, but that was a stroke of brilliance, because my understanding is concrete lasts a heck of a lot longer than asphalt. Is that right, Mr. Consultant?
That is correct.
Huh?
That is correct. And it was, I think the real driver for the concrete runway there was, at the time, the price of asphalt, or the price of oil, which is a component of asphalt, was very, very high. So concrete competed very well, and as you say, you get a longer life. Sometimes with asphalt you may get 15-20 years, with concrete you may get 30-40 years.
Yeah, you'll normally spend more for the concrete, but in the long run it's cheaper.
That's right,
much cheaper. So this ramp that you're going to be repaving,
mm-hmm.
Are you going to repave it with asphalt, or are you going to repave it with concrete?
Asphalt.
With asphalt?
Yes. Yes.
Just out of curiosity, did somebody look at the cost would be to do it in concrete?
We attempted to, we bid the taxiway rehab project, both asphalt and concrete.
Right.
So, and we didn't get any concrete contractors to bid the project. And what we discovered was that there is a threshold of a certain quantity for it to make it feasible for them to provide a competitive quote. So until you hit that threshold, hit it or go over it, the chances of getting a concrete contractors to bid a project is going to be slim to none. At least that's been our experience. And we, at the time, we actually generated a lot of interest with concrete contractors. We reached out to them. We reached out to the Concrete Pavement Association to help us get the news out, and we did not receive one bid.
That's a lot of taxiway.
Yeah.
That's a lot of taxiway.
Yeah.
6,000 feet of it, and
yeah,
that's not enough?
Evidently not.
My gosh. That really is surprising. All right, tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take our mid-program break, remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill, common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, you guys, Paul and Ken, you don't know anything about this, but here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, we make fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right before your eyes. The magical way we do it is in these white letters, and we all say it together at the count of three. Ready? One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. All right, back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
My concern is let's not let fear of COVID cloud people's judgment about their health. We don't want people sitting at home with heart attacks, stroke. Those things are life-threatening.
Piedmont Medical Center Chief Executive Officer Mark Nosaka expressing his concern about those who fear coming to the ER.
People are still going to have heart disease. They're still going to have heart attacks. They're still going to need heart surgery. And we're providing all those services while we're protecting people from COVID.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Need extra cash? Relax. Founders has personal loans for all needs. Whether you're knocking off items from your quarantine home renovation list or consolidating existing debt, there's a loan for you. Our flexible loan options offer low rates to give you the confidence you need. Visit Relax, joinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We're staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
This is Charlie Ruffalo. I want to personally thank everyone for supporting Substation 2 during this pandemic. This has not been an easy time for many of us, but you keep coming back day after day for our fresh subs and salads, and that has helped us keep the doors open and our employees on the payroll. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Rock Hill and York County, for supporting Substation 2 these past 34 years, and especially now. Substation 2 really loves you. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Paul Moses, the Lancaster Airport Manager, and Ken Holt, consultant with the Holt Corporation. And we're talking airports, and specifically the Lancaster Airport, and the $967,844 grant they just recently received. How long did it take you to do that? I mean, from the time you put the first application in, did it take years to do this? Or
no, the FAA asked for updated capital improvement programs for 5 years. Every year around October, deadline is the end of December. They also asked for the pre-application, which is, of course, before the application. We submitted that a couple of years ago because they program discretionary money, which is a whole nother story here, 1 year in advance. So we submitted a pre-application 2 years ago around December, and they programmed it around March or April of the next year for the following federal fiscal year.
Right.
So, and you still, each airport is still not sure whether they'll get that discretionary grant, but as time gets closer, you'll get contacted by the FAA, and they want you to fill out an application. When they ask for an application, they feel very good that they're going to be able to fund the project. There's no guarantees, of course. So we bid the project and submitted an application based on bids, and we just received the grant agreement, which is really the final step in this whole grant process. Till you get that grant agreement, you really are still not sure if you're going to get the funding. So that just came in, was it this week?
2 days ago.
2 days ago. So now we know for sure the project is moving forward.
Well, during all that time, since, as you say, you know, you originally put in a grant for $913,000, and over that period of time, everything gets more expensive. So you have to go back and update those numbers once the FAA says we're interested in this project?
Particularly on a construction grant. So you submit an application based on your estimate of what it's going to cost, but you don't know what it's going to cost until you actually bid the project and get bids in from contractors, and you do your due diligence to check out the contractors. You identify the lowest responsive bidder, and then that becomes the basis of your grant application. So when we estimated 913, the lowest responsive bidder came in about $50,000 higher.
Right.
So then we submitted. Then once we had the bids in hand, we provided the application, and that began the process. And of course, Lancaster County Council and the county administrator are kept abreast of this all along the way. So they know what's going on, number one, and in most years, it requires a local match. But as I said, this year it did not.
Hallelujah. But you get, the money comes into, when they do this work, the government doesn't give you the money in advance, do they? You have to do the work, and then you submit an invoice to for them to pay?
That's correct.
All right. So somebody's got to front load that project. Who does that? The county? The county puts the money up to let you pay for it and then gets the reimbursement?
Well, it's set up differently now where you can do it electronically. So when you request the funding, it's just a matter of days before you get it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So they do it in certain levels. In other words, when 10% of the work's done or 25% is done, you take a draw. Is what it boils down to.
Typically, the contractor will submit on a monthly basis a pay application.
Okay.
And the consultant or inspector that's out there will review that to make sure it's all in order and it's correct. And then that'll be submitted to the county. And the county will seek reimbursement from the FAA. And if we had a state grant from the state.
So that's his job, Paul?
Mostly what they'll do, they'll put in a pay application.
Right.
They'll send it to, on the pay, they'll send it to me first. I'll okay it, look it over, okay it, then I send it to county administrator.
Okay. But somebody's out there who knows construction to look at what's done versus what has been invoiced.
Yes, sir. Yes. We got an on-field supervisor.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha.
The consulting company.
And I gather that the bid that the contractor submits is good for such a period of time, so it has to.
Yes, it's in our bid documents,
right.
So the contractors know when they bid. The bids are good for. It varies from project to project, but generally around 90 to 120 days.
Right.
Bids are good.
So when's this going to get started? What's the schedule?
Well, now that we have our grant, we have to get under contract, not only the consultant with the county, but also the contractor with the county. So I would say we're probably looking at 2 months from now before the contractor will be out there constructing the project.
So sometime this year?
Oh, sure. Yes.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah. And how long do you think it will take them to do?
Of course, everything out in construction depends on weather. And since this is asphalt and there's restriction on paving asphalt when the ambient temperature is too low, it can delay a project. So we'll be getting started sometime in the early fall. We may be able to finish it before the end of the year.
Let's hope.
End of the calendar year.
Let's hope.
Yeah, and rain comes into play. And
they're estimating 75 days.
75 days. Okay. So the other part of this is part of this grant that you got also is to an upgrade for your nav aids. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. The runway in identifier lights be two additional lights on each end of the runway. They'll be pulsating, and that gives you a better identification to the runway in inclement weather when it's raining or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it sure does. You're up there a couple thousand feet, and you see that thing boom, 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 boom.
Yes, sir.
You can see a lot easier than if it's just a steady beacon.
So that's going to be a better draw for the more corporate stuff coming in.
Right.
And we can already come down to 200 feet on the cloud base, and that won't change any of that, but still, it's going to be that much more identification for the runway in lights and the runway environment.
And one thing I learned about aviation over the years is there's nothing that gets the good news out faster than pilots. So when they know that this stuff is there, boom, the word just spreads like rapid fire.
Yes, sir. You make the pilots happy, they're going to bring their clients in.
So do you have a nice pilot's lounge for the pilots when they come in?
We do. We have a nice, comfortable pilot's lounge. We got the TV and computer, Wi-Fi in there.
Yeah. It's amazing how you have to pamper the pilots, because that's what brings them back, right?
Yes, sir.
And the whole name of the game is to sell that fuel, especially the big old jet.
Yes, sir. We've been fortunate. Like I say, our fuel sales on the jet end of it has really tremendously increased in the last years.
Right. So what else is coming up on the horizon for the Lancaster Airport? Anything at this point?
Well, so the strategy that I mentioned earlier was to take care of our airfield,
right,
which is the primary, I guess you'd say, the heart of the whole facility. So once you have that out of the way, the FAA is willing to take a look at terminal area development. So we may end up pending county council's approval, moving forward with what's called a terminal area plan, which looks at the terminal building and the associated buildings in close proximity to the terminal. So we would be looking at how we might either expand or build a new terminal, where it would be located, what the height of it would be, and then looking at hangars. What's the highest and best use of the property that's out there? What's the most efficient layout, whether we're talking about corporate hangars or T hangars? So all that will be looked at, but the next focus after we finish this project will be the terminal area.
Gentlemen, I thank you both for coming up here. Our half hour is going right on through. Paul Moses and Ken Holt from the Lancaster Airport, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Always exciting to hear that kind of news. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, online at AndersonGriggs.com. And, of course, fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Everybody who knows anything about anything knows how it's done, and we're going to tell you at the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. All right, have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on the radio Monday. Bye.